Let's unravel the mysteries and complexities of building successful lead generation strategies. This is Digital Marketing Decoded.
Welcome back to Digital Marketing Decoded. I'm Michelle Maloney, and if you've ever clicked an ad promising one thing only to land on a page that says something else, you know that sinking feeling when the conversion drops in half. Today, we're solving that exact problem with something we call the creative contract. Let's decode.
Gustavo here. Quick micro case to set the stage. A campaign promised free 30-day trial in the ad, but the landing variant showed contact sales for demo because the page was mistagged. Clicks stayed steady, conversions halved, and the A-B test read like noise. That's the leak we're plugging with a tiny, machine-readable contract that ties ad intent to the right landing variant.
So basically, the ad makes a promise, and the page has to keep that promise. When it doesn't, people feel tricked and they bounce. Today, we'll walk through what the contract looks like, low-dev ways to implement it, how to map it to brand tone, and a 72-hour pilot to prove it works.
Let's start with the core. What is a creative contract? At its simplest, it's four or five fields that live alongside creative assets and landing variants, so a mapping system can pick the right page. Required fields we recommend are intent, offer type, urgency bucket, primary CTA, and a tone bucket. Making intent machine-readable is what reduces noise in measurement. No more guessing whether an ad was lead gen or demo.
Tell listeners what those fields actually mean in practice. Give me an example of each in plain language.
Sure. Intent is the user's goal signaled by the ad. For example, trial, lead, or pricing. Offer type is what you're handing over. Ebook, discount, free trial. Urgency bucket is a simple low, medium, high tag, so the landing knows whether to sound calm or pushy. Primary CTA is the canonical action we want. Start free trial, download, book demo. Tone bucket maps to brand voice categories like helpful, expert, or playful. Together, these fields make it trivial to route an ad to the right page variant.
And you promised a sample JSON earlier. Walk us through a tiny example so listeners see what shipping this looks like for an asset.
Here's a minimal contract snippet you can paste into an asset sheet or CMS. In plain JSON, it looks like intent, trial, offer, free trial, urgency, low, CTA, start free trial, tone, helpful. That tiny line is enough for an automated mapper to choose the page that matches the ad promise.
I love that. Compact and readable. Now, for teams that don't want to build a custom orchestration layer, what are some low-dev implementation patterns?
There are a few pragmatic paths. First, attach creative metadata directly in the ad platform where possible. Many ad platforms let you add custom fields or notes. Use them. Second, encode intent in UTM or custom query params so the landing CMS can read it. Third, have the CMS map tag rules to variants. If page receives intent equals trial, serve variant A. Fourth, client-side mapper fallback. If metadata is missing, a small script reads the ad refer, or UTM, checks rules, and serves a conservative default. And crucially, wire measurement to be privacy safe. Avoid PII, send only the contract tags to analytics, and use aggregated event signals for attribution.
So there are multiple places to store the contract. Ad platform, URL params, CMS, and a fallback if something's missing. That reduces single points of failure. But what about the team side? How do we make sure creatives and page owners agree on tone and CTAs?
That's where Michelle's domain shines, brand mapping and the review workflow.
Right. Translate the contract fields into brand-safe buckets. Start with three tone buckets, helpful, expert, playful. For each, provide CTA templates. For trial intent and helpful tone, CTA templates might be start your free trial or try it free for 30 days. For lead and expert, CTAs could be book a personalized demo or talk to an expert. That keeps the voice consistent across ad and page without forcing a rewrite for every asset.
And to keep teams from skipping the contract or mistagging, you recommended a pre-flight checklist, right?
Yes, keep the review to 3 quick questions. 1, does the ad promise match the contract intent? 2, does the CTA copy on the landing match the primary CTA in the contract? 3, is the page tone in the correct bucket? If the answer to any is no, pause the push and fix the mismatch. Make it a single sign-off from the page owner or creative lead. Fast, visible accountability beats heavyweight approvals.
Now let's get practical with a pilot you can run in 72 hours. Pick 2 intent buckets, say trial and lead. For each, create 2 landing variants, a conservative default and a promise matched variant. Add contract metadata to your ads or UTMs. Set CMS tag rules or a client mapper and instrument events that capture contract tags on clicks and conversions. Monitor conversion lift and mismatch rates. If mismatch rate spikes or conversion drops, roll back to the conservative default.
Monitoring signals to watch? Mismatch rate between ad intent and served variant, conversion rate per intent bucket, and experiment level noise, like tests that suddenly flip winners because of inconsistent mapping. And don't forget a preview QA, a preview URL, or a CMS badge that shows what contract tag will map to which variant so the reviewer can confirm before going live.
A few quick mitigations for the risks we hear most. Start small, so process overhead doesn't kill velocity. Add a lightweight QA that previews mapping decisions and requires 1 human sign-off. And always have fallback defaults in the CMS or a client mapper, so missing metadata serves a conservative experience. Document manual rollback steps up front, so teams can act fast if automated rules misfire.
Before we close, a quick recap of the go-to templates you can copy. Tone buckets with 2 CTA templates each, the 3-question pre-flight checklist, and the 1-page JSON contract template Gustavo showed. In practice, these 3 things are what stop promises from getting broken in the wild.
If you want the nitty-gritty, we include a sample JSON contract in the mapping checklist in the downloadable. Use the checklists to run a simple 72-hour proof. 2 intent buckets, 2 variants each, mapping rules, instrumentation, and rollback criteria. Prove value before you expand the schema.
All right, key takeaways. Keep the contract tiny, map intent to variants automatically where possible, add brand tone buckets and CTA templates so creatives and page owners speak the same language, and run a short pilot with QA and fallback defaults. Repeatable, lightweight process beats a heavy bespoke solution every time.
We made something intentionally small so teams actually use it. If you promise a free trial in an ad, the landing needs to reflect that promise in copy, CTA, and urgency. Otherwise, your tests will lie to you. Tiny contract, big impact.
If this episode helped you, subscribe to Digital Marketing Decoded. We've got the downloadable contract template and mapping checklist waiting. Grab it to run your 72-hour pilot this week. And hey, test the contract on 1 campaign and tell us how it goes.
Thanks for listening. Let's decode.